bikies is fresh from a 55-date tour of regional Australia in this year and announces the Telling Tales tour of capital cities and select theatres in February and March of next year. She is, of course, an award-winning singer-songwriter. If you haven't heard of her, where have you been?
That's right.
The amazing Kate Miller-Heidke joins us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for that lovely intro.
Oh, well, deserved of royalty is what yes. I'd say. Music royalty.
So you have just announced your new tour coming up. How exciting. First and foremost, what are you looking forward to the most out of this tour?
Connecting with audiences is something for me that just never gets old. Like, it's the closest thing to a spiritual experience. I love sitting in the audience too, don't get me wrong, but for me, I just feel at home on stage. We're going to have a bunch of new songs, which I'm really looking forward to kind of road testing using the audience as guinea pigs for yeah. focus groups.
Sure.
But yeah, it's funny when you write a new song at home, you have an idea about it, but then when you play it live, it can totally transform and yeah. become something different. So I'm really looking forward to that. But also, we're playing beautiful theatres all around the country, some of my favourite rooms to play in, and I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, you are coming to Newcastle to the Civic Theatre in February. Have you ever been to Newy before, Kate?
Oh yeah, many times. In fact, I think I've played the Civic Theatre before. I've definitely played Town Hall a few times. Yeah. Newcastle audiences are awesome. You know, they're one of the best.
Oh, you butter us up. God, you're good. You are a seasoned professional. Hey, now, you mentioned there it can be quite a spiritual experience. Are you a bit spiritual yourself? You follow what's your star sign? What's your vibe?
No, I'm not. I'm just a total, like, down the line atheist. I don't want to disappoint anyone.
No.
But I'm rational. I do meditate, but you know, I keep it from a scientific perspective. But nice. I suppose, like, as an atheist, I'm still alive to the possibility of, like, mystery and everything in the world that's unexplained.
Sure.
And I think that's why, like, I'm just perpetually fascinated by music, because it's like, why does music have this power over me? It's yeah. something that science can't quite explain, and it's really fascinating.
All right, so tell me all about your experience with The Voice. I want to know everything.
Oh, okay, all right.
From the very beginning, what's the canteen like? And what's like? No, how has it been?
The catering, it was excellent, I must say.
Yes.
yeah, look, it was a mind-blowing experience for me. I've never done anything like that before. I just, towards the end of last year, got a call out of the blue from some Channel 7 producers who, you know, wanted to talk to me about this. And it really came out of left field, and I was kind of shocked. But I didn't have to think about it for too long. I had to go to a couple of sort of quote-unquote auditions where we, like, sat in swivelly office chairs and, like, turned around and I listened to a bunch of singers and argued to get them on my team. And I just realised, you know, in those moments that how fun it was. Like, it's, you know, it's a game and it's super fun, but it's also at its heart really about the voice, and that's something I've been obsessed with my entire life. And I feel, hopefully, I know something about, having done this for 20 years.
Like, sure.
I felt like I was ready to kind of to mentor younger singers, and like I might have something useful to tell them. And so it was really intense. It was a challenge, but it was so much fun.
When you get in the spinny chairs, is it go like quite quick, and do you get any like motion sickness at all? Or
good question.
No, look, it doesn't go that quick. I wanted it to go quicker because I like the thrill.
Are you a bit of a speed demon? Do you have like a fast motorcycle or something?
I really like thrill rides. Like, I went to Movie World with my kid just a couple of weeks ago, and it's just the best day I've had for so long.
Love it.
So, yeah, maybe the chairs will malfunction one day and I'll have a good time.
Yeah, you should petition them to make it a bit faster, you know, zhuzh it up a bit. Give it the old Kate Miller-Heidke speed demon treatment.
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, good, good. That's the main thing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kate. Please catch Kate Miller Heidke, the Telling Tales Tour. It's coming to Newcastle February 22nd at the wonderful Civic Theatre. And plus, tickets are on sale right now. Go and get them. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.